This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're already into hour number three. Coming up in the next segment, I don't even know what to call this. Just the propaganda war legitimizing criminal activity. You got whites getting attacked everywhere, and then the media covers it up that it's racial. You got a much bigger crime wave of illegals just pouring in by the millions, a lot of them criminals, running from crimes they've committed, raping, shooting, murdering, and doubling down by the sheriff in San Francisco saying, we didn't do anything wrong, releasing a felon, seven-time felon, deported five times. We need ICE to get in there and do their job, as if... And in a way, that's true, because ICE won't do its job, but then you won't turn people over to them. I mean, you can Google Travis County Sheriff under fire for deportations, and then you read it's felons. Five a week on average are deported. And the Democrats want a black Democrat removed. And now Obama has, quote, scaled back immigration deportations. Well, it already happened over a year ago. There's basically... almost no deportations except for super hardcore felons out of the country, and then for visual optics, a few thousand here and there of millions, and they'll deport people that try to go in and stay here legally. Like, I'm always hearing about engineers who have family here or who have married somebody, and then they'll say it's a sham marriage and send them out of the country, but then if you want to come here... from, again, the biggest group of immigrants now is not Mexicans, Chinese, and you come here and have your baby openly, you have the baby 2 weeks after you arrive, you come, you get your extended stay, it's in the news how they do it, you have your baby, it's all paid for. And then if I don't want to pay for it, I'm racist. Can I go to China and say, I'm here to have my baby, I want my free everything? I mean, it's crazy. And what's really got me angry about this is the Donald. The criticisms of Donald Trump, that he's racist. I mean, I've got articles here where Hispanic immigrant laborers, meaning legal aliens, working on the new Trump building don't know they want to be around him or work for him. I mean, that's an issue right there. We should investigate Trump. Does he have any illegals working for him? And again, I'm not even against the average person that's up here wanting a better life. The point is that the large minority of the people that are criminals or milk of the system need to be kicked out. I mean, if you can't kick them out, then you don't even have a country. This is Chumpville we're talking about. I mean, I can't go to Mexico or Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador or Colombia or Venezuela, or Brazil, or Chile, let's just go south, and show up and ask for free stuff. They will laugh at you. But you got these big banks and globalist groups that are financing. I mean, J.P. Morgan runs the food stamp program, makes the money off of it, takes the taxpayer money. They're behind it all. Donald Trump's signature collection, made in Mexico. Yeah, and I think Donald Trump will argue, yeah, those are good seamstress, people working in Mexico. I'm all for trade. I'm all for open business, because they're now going after him saying he's a hypocrite making stuff in Mexico. I actually buy coffee from Mexico because it's the best coffee, according to my palate, and it helps local farmers. I'm not against helping people in Mexico. That's the answer. But now the media is going after Trump. Like, where was that article from? That's an interesting find. That... Huffington Post, and what are they saying? Let me see the headline, please. Donald Trump gets his stuff made in Mexico by those lazy people. He didn't say that. He said the bad are coming up here in some cases. Internet reminds Donald Trump his signature collection is made in Mexico. And that's what I'm seeing from Huffington Post and Raw Story is like, Hispanics are hurt that Donald Trump says they're lazy. Donald Trump didn't say that. I'm sick of you liars. It's incredible. It's incredible. Amazing.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, officials forced to deny fake news story about white supremacist murder of black teens. Hoax article received an astonishing 21,000 Facebook shares. And that ties into the disinfo campaign that's been launched that we're going to be breaking down here in just a few minutes. Before we get to that, I want to just mention some of the news that's coming up after we break this down. We're training ISIL. White House website corrects Obama's speech blooper. President's embarrassing error during press briefing amended on official transcript. Well, our government is funding ISIL. It's not a blooper. It's a Freudian slip. Gay marriage state agency orders Christians to stop talking about their faith. See, now the tolerance is over. That was only for the takeover. Now you shut up. Christians denied First Amendment rights for refusing to cater to gay wedding. So that's coming up as well. And then we've got this amazing article out of Vanity Fair. Is this creepy real-life secret society the key to True Detective Season 2? And then they mesh reality with unreality. And I guess Matthew McConaughey's popular TV show, I don't know, I don't watch it, with the fact that Bohemian Grove is weird and is creepy. Because used to, they would just deny it existed when I'd cover it 15, 16 years ago. And at first they said my infiltration was fake and wasn't real. And then they admitted, okay, he snuck in, we'd like to arrest him. And then I went in there with Brad Metzler's people, and they arrested them. I didn't stop. I ran and jumped in the river and swam off. So, of course, they didn't show that at the end of the show. They threatened to indict everybody if they didn't refuse to show that. And why? Because it looks super Rambo, me jumping in the Russian River and evading them and swimming down the river and climbing out. And climbing around when the police were trying to get me. I mean, big deal. I'm a journalist going to cover what's going on in there. I knew they'd blown our cover. I told them they had moles inside their group, that the police were waiting on us. I hung back and said, I wouldn't go in there if I was you. I was not technically on their property. They came out, the police, to snatch him with private security, and I escaped. I've had like four or five people the last 2 days on the street bring that up, so I guess they're re-airing that on Discovery Channel. But I know a setup when I see one, and it didn't take much. We were shooting interviews for it at this old Gothic-style theater there in Monterio, a little town. And one of the people, locals they'd hired, they were openly talking about how we were about to infiltrate it that day. And one of the locals was telling me he thought it was wrong that we were exposing it, that he worked there. And I said, hey, that guy's going to drop a dime on us if he hadn't already done it. I don't think we should sneak in today. We should sneak in the morning. And I said, they're still going to be waiting now. They said, don't be a conspiracy theorist, Alex. The director did. Dummy, gotcha. And the guy was wearing a hat, a ball cap that said CIA. And he thought it was freaking me out that he was wearing the ball cap. I was just like, give me a break, man. It's like one time David Knight went in to interview the head UT professor on Agenda 21. He heads their program. And the guy, like, was it David Knight or was it Melissa Melton? I know they told me about it. I think it was David Knight. It was Melissa. Turns the coffee cup towards them and goes, you know I know the CIA. Oh, you mean the CIA might get us? Oh, no. We better not have whistleblowers on Benghazi and lieutenant colonels exposing it day one and Navy SEAL families exposing how you murdered them and government narcotics trafficking and child kidnapping rings. Oh, you mean they might get us? Oh, you mean we're going to all get real scared now? I love how these people always try to scare us, even their camp followers and minions. Like we're like them. Like, we don't know how dangerous this is. It's just funny. It's like telling some face jumper who's jumping off a 50-story building, hey, you know, you could die doing that. They always do that. But at the same time, I wasn't going to have them indict me for trespassing when I didn't trespass. I hung back. I know state law. I looked it up on the riverbank. And the tributary running up in it didn't go past the no trespassing signs I know that are up on their actual property line. Their reporters hadn't even gotten over the true property line and still took them to jail. See, that was a hoax right there. Everything's a hoax. Everything's a fraud. You're not going to kangaroo indict me. You're going to have to work for it. So I went and jumped in the kayak, then sent it the wrong direction and swam off. It's actually pretty fun. They had the police just running around looking for me. Oh, my gosh, an evil reporter. And of course, they've arrested a lot of reporters that sneak in there. Vanity Fair, People Magazine, CBS. So I just think it's funny that, you know, I said I'd cover that a little while. I kind of just covered it, I guess. You know who snuck in and got footage? Nobody else did? And you know, it's not because I'm skilled. It's because I got God with me. You Star Wars nerds got the Force with you? Believe me, in my life, I got God with me. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. But InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that. Every time I get upset because I can't beat these people fully, I just got to remember that we've had a lot of victories and praise God for it. I've got to be more positive. I just beat myself up wanting to take these people down. I am sick of them. I am tired of them, and they are going to get it politically. They're stinking world governments out in the open. The fact that the Saudis ran 9/11 and the FBI was ordered to stand down is out in the open. Everything we told you is out in the open. Where are the apologies from Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN? Where are the apologies from Glenn Beck? Where are the apologies from Rush Limbaugh? Where are the apologies from Sean Hannity? Where are the apologies? They are nowhere. Because everybody wants to play it safe and go along with the system. You can't play it safe when your house is on fire. You can't negotiate with it. And instinctively, I cannot go along with this. I just can't give in. I can't give up, and I never will. Because giving in to them is dying in my spirit. I feel like claustrophobic or like I'm drowned or like I'm in the process of it when I even think about giving in, backing off. It's the only time I feel weak, only time I feel soulless, only time I feel dishonorable is to even entertain in my mind, not that I'm thinking about selling out or going along or backing off or not pushing as hard, but when my mind even entertains the idea, it's like an energy field that will suck my soul out, and I just the God-fearing instincts I have make me just go, I go harder! That's not enough! You've got to fight them! These people deal and kidnap kids. These people put fluoride in your water to brain damage you and your family and then the vaccines. These people are coming for everybody. I'm not going to wait around to be soft killed. I'm not going to wait around and watch my family die around me. I'm going to die fighting in the info war against these people. And I'll tell you something. They want to get a civil war going. They want to be at the local level to against the police and local bureaucrats. Don't even know what's going on average. More informing the public, but not informed. Because they know it's coming. They can't believe our restraint this far. But let me tell you something. Nobody's putting any vaccines for me and my children. You want to assault me? I'll defend myself. And this is the point that we're now coming down to. And folks, you're going to have decisions put right in front of you as the tyranny gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And you're going to have to decide whether you're going to go with the political correctness, which is tyranny, and go with the end of freedom, and go with totalitarianism and its control of language, or whether you're going to decide to start fighting. You start telling people about this radio show, do your own podcast, do your own local radio show, put up a billboard, call into talk radio, sue bureaucrats that violate your rights, run for office, get aggressive, put bumper stickers up everywhere, pray. Don't eat GMO, grow some of your own food, wear Patriot t-shirts out, find like-minded people, and go out on the street corner. I don't care what it is. The act of doing something and resisting will grow into a mission for you. But you've got to make the decision to take the first steps, and then Providence, I guarantee you, if you fight tyranny for the right reasons, not to be famous, not to be cool, not to just have opposition to people, but if you do it really wanting to help folks and are praying to God to guide you, you'll just see suddenly cops dealing drugs, you'll videotape it, and they'll go to prison. You'll suddenly just catch the mayor snorting cocaine in the bathroom. You will just suddenly see a congressman doing something criminal. I mean, you just go to the town halls, go to the events. I'm telling you, folks, you engage the enemy by just being there and just deciding, I want to do something against you. People always overplan and they wait and someday they're going to do this. Look, write a book, write an article, email your friends the articles we write. That's the easiest. Send them the link to Infowars.com/show to the free video and audio feeds. Share your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. I mean, this is a good platform to promote, but it's more important for you to go down and speak at city council on whatever you wish to speak on. It's more important for you to go to the state house and talk to those legislatures. We'll be back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Tired of the garbage on the radio? Let's change hip hop. Support true rap music. The new album Escape from Prison Planet drops July 1st. Download it for free or pay what you think it's worth. Don't think it's worth anything? Pay nothing. Go to TrueRapMusic.com for details. That's TrueRapMusic.com. There's a war on for your mind. For your mind. For your mind.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So, here are just some of the headlines on this front at Infowars.com. Police deny brutal beating of white man by black mob was racially motivated. Report originally stated incident was anti-white attack. And if you watch the video, this is happening all over where whites, not blacks, are being attacked. So the next time the Klan, even though it's rare comparatively, wasn't rare back in the 50s and 60s, goes out and attacks a black person, we'll just say that's not racial either. But why won't they do this? Because it doesn't fit the narrative that only white people engage in racial activities. Notice now in the Democratic Party, everything is about what color you are or how you identify. The opposite of what Martin Luther King said. I mean, just recognize how evil the White House and MSNBC are. The Washington Post is out now saying people are against Jade Helm drills that start in about a week and run through August because we don't like a black president. No, we know the military is training for domestic takeover. We're not saying this is the takeover. We're saying we want details because they say they're going to simulate criminal activity. And they spin it and say the Americans are coming, some in Texas County fear an Obama-led U.S. military invasion. Total misrepresentation of what we've been saying for 3 months. But now it's racist. And then, boom, if you say illegals are in a crime spree and above the law and keep getting released, you're racist, even though it's true. Illegal immigrant deported 6 times, charged in felony hit and run, a family that injured young children still in the hospital. Meanwhile, the San Francisco sheriff defends releasing killer, calls Trump an opportunist. That's the sheriff of San Francisco County that had released the 5-time deported, 7-time felon who had shot the young woman, Francisco Sanchez, just did it for no reason, according to witnesses, and then now he says he was shooting at sea lions, or it was in a bag, he didn't know it was a gun. I mean, believe whatever made-up story you want. We better just let him go, or we're racist. This is how to paralyze people. Now Trump says infectious diseases is pouring across the border. Well, that's true. That's why you got to take all the medications when you go down south. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like saying when Europeans came, they didn't bring smallpox. It's just a fact. But now he claims the gun went off accidentally, and that it was wrapped up. But now at Trump hotel site, immigrant workers are wary of him. Well, let's find out if the construction company he's using is employed illegals. Because, by the way, it is a crime in Mexico, big time, to work in Mexico without a worker permit. But that's okay. They're allowed to put illegal immigrants for 6 months to a year, hard labor. It's okay. Mexico has the most draconian immigration laws in the Western Hemisphere because Mexico has some brown people in it. But if America has any laws, we're racist. Let's go ahead and go to the clip of the San Francisco County sheriff. Pretty sick.
Long before Francisco Sanchez opened fire and killed Kate Steinle on Pier 14, San Francisco's sanctuary city status has been a source of contention. Sheriff Mercurini says the policy is clear. He needs a court order or a warrant. In Sanchez's case, ICE only asked for a detainer, which the sheriff says under city law isn't good enough.
Local governments have the right to require a legal instrument such as a court order or a warrant.
ICE has no city-by-city breakdown, but statewide, in the last 18 months, more than 10,000 undocumented immigrants have been released from custody in California without immigration officials being notified. And the sheriff tried to turn the table on ICE, saying they are the ones that need to make sure they get it right.
If ICE does not provide the proper legal instrument, they are jeopardizing also the city's ability to detain somebody against their will.
That is sophistic baloney. They gave them the instrument. You were supposed to under federal and state law, but you have a city law that no one will sue to reverse in 800-plus cities that you release felons, rapists, killers, who over and over again because they're an illegal immigrant. Oh, you'll turn a citizen over when they've been incarcerated for a state issue if there's a federal felony for something, but not if it's an illegal. And then meanwhile, the media runs with hoax stories that whites are killing blacks. They're just made up. And then police come out, the police chief, and denies brutal beating. We'll play some of the video now. Of white man by black mob was racially motivated, even though they're screaming expletives, attacking the police, because folks think this is how you demonstrate now. We're going to come back and play some of that. The video's on InfoWars.com. I mean, look, he's obviously a white devil. He probably just should have been killed. And then give the people that did it a medal. I mean, this is crazy, folks, that the media, this is political correctness. I mean, this is how they want to cause civil war in this country. This is totally sick.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We have been warned. We have been warned. We have been threatened. We have been told through official channels, unofficial channels, threats, you name it, stop investigating Sandy Hook. Now, when this first happened a few years ago, I didn't come out of the gate saying it was a false flag. And I got criticized by a lot of our listeners who were smart folks and who went and really investigated that, hey, Alex, you need to look at this again. All I know is that the official story doesn't add up, and that when retired state police officers and school investigation experts and school safety experts and others began to investigate it, they were threatened. No emergency helicopters were sent. The ambulances came an hour and a half later and parked down the road. DHS an hour and a half later with a timestamp put up signs saying sign in here. They had porta potties being delivered within an hour and a half. It looked like a carnival. Looked like a big PR stunt. Came out that Bloomberg, a day before, sent an email out to his gun control groups in all 50 states saying prepare to roll. We're a major operation coming up. That came out in the news. We have the emails from city council back and forth and the school talking about it being shut down a year before. We have the school then being demolished and the records being sealed. We have videos that look just incredibly suspicious where people are laughing and everything and they start huffing and puffing and start crying on TV, which is pure acting method. You've got a degree, Rob, in theater. I mean, this is something that even lay people notice. So I began to investigate. They had a weird anti-terrorism unit from the state nearby with men in the woods, which were on video from helicopter. Then they said that didn't exist. And so we'll recap some of the history of this. But now, your uncle, John Dew, Navy SEAL, retired FBI agent, works for a successful security company. I had missed this episode of the Nightly News back on June 4th. And then again last week when you did an update. And then I heard you talking about it yesterday. I knew that we'd sent our reporter, Dan Bedondi, there for days to cover the city council hearings about it and the fact that they're sealing everything. And then you just said, oh, yes, and that's why I'm trying to get my uncle to tell me more, because he's been in John Gotti hearings and been involved in huge cases, a pretty prominent FBI agent before he retired. And in his words, he said he's seen the most secretive mafia stuff ever, and he's never seen people more close-lipped. He's never seen something where it basically stinks. And we'll use his words, but the headline here is retired FBI agent investigating Sandy Hook. I mean, that was just amazing to me that so much goes on around here that I miss some of what's happening. Next time a former Navy SEAL FBI agent, I don't care if it's your uncle, is investigating something like this, we want to hear about it. I want to try to get him on. I know he's going to get heat probably, and they'll probably try to threaten him, but really kudos to him. I mean, you told me that he went and investigated it because other insiders said, you need to go look at this. I guess people currently in the FBI aren't allowed to. But, man, the fix is in. So, Rob Dew, tell us about your uncle. Tell us about all this. I wish we'd have gotten more than a two-minute interview with him, with Bedondi. Bedondi did a great job. I just wish I'd have known about this. I would have gone up there. Halbig tried to get me to go. I just am trying to launch the TV network and the new website and everything else. But, I mean, this is just so big. And the more we look at Sandy Hook, I don't want to believe it's a false flag. I don't know if kids really got killed, but you got green screen with Anderson Cooper, where I was watching the video, and the flowers and plants are blowing in some of them, and then they blow again the same way. It's looped, and then his nose disappears. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fake. The whole thing is just, I don't know what happened. It's kind of like you see a hologram at Disney World in the haunted house. You know, I don't know how they do it, but it's not real. When you take your kids to see the haunted house and ghosts are flying around, they're not real, folks. It's staged. I mean, the magician grabs a rabbit out of his hat. I know he's got a box under the table that he reaches in and gets the rabbit. I don't know what the trick is here. I got a good suspicion. But when you've got Wolfgang Halbig, who was the top, I mean, 2020, CNN, I mean, ran the most successful school safety course in the country, got the contracts at Columbine, making millions of dollars a year. He believed it was real. People called him. He went and investigated. No paperwork, no nothing. It's bull. And now an FBI retired agent who retired, you know, with decorations. I mean, this is just unprecedented. I can't believe I missed this. Recap what happened. We've got some of the questions from Bedondi, but he told you a lot more. Well, just tell us what he said.
Sure. Well, I first got a text from Bedondi, and it was this picture that they just showed, and it's Dan standing with my uncle.
Let's show that document. Show your phone.
They just shot it. So it's right there, and I'm like, why is Dan Bedondi standing with my uncle?
First, you didn't even know this.
No contact.
You didn't even know he was there.
I had no idea he was there. And I texted Dan. I said, why are you with my uncle? He goes, oh, he was at the hearing.
It's your dad's brother.
I was like, what? So I called up my uncle, and I ended up talking to him I called him that night that I got the text, and he's like, hey, let's talk tomorrow. So I called him the next day. I was actually at the dry cleaner picking up stuff for to go to Bilderberg. And I'm talking to him, about 15 minutes in the parking lot. And he goes, who told you about this? Why'd you go up there?
He said this was off records. I don't want to get him in trouble.
Everything that I talked about, he said, we could talk.
Okay.
And so I said, well, what made you want to go up there to the hearings? This is the second hearing. And he said, well, a friend of mine told me that I should go up there and look at it. There's some suspicious stuff going on. And so this is after the first hearing came out where there was all kind of, you could watch the lawyer, Monty Frank is his name, who also has a vested interest in keeping the Sandy Hook narrative alive because he runs a Team 26. He's a cycling guy and he runs this big donation firm where they run around on bikes. And
it's all Bloomberg anti-gunners.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's a big anti-gunner.
This is about making them all, basically torchbearers for the
exactly.
The victims, the martyrs.
Right. And so he is the main attorney that you'll see in the videos when we go to those. He's the ball-headed guy. And he even told some people who were subpoenaed not to show up. Four people didn't show up to the first hearing because he told them not to show up.
And how big is subpoenaing them?
Yeah, how big was subpoena? And it cost like $300 for each one of these subpoenas.
And why would Halbig stop making his millions of dollars a year, make his wife mad at him, and do all this, and he had government come to his house twice and threaten him to stop?
Yeah. He's only interested in the truth. He actually gave money. He even admitted that he gave money to the Sandy Hook Fund in the beginning when it first happened because he felt so bad about it. But he keeps finding all these questions, and it's little things, but it's following paper trails. All these bureaucracies have paper trails, and it just doesn't add up. And that's what my uncle said.
Tell us everything he said.
I said, what did you think? He said, well, I've never sat in a court proceeding like this ever in my life. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you got this small town, the biggest event in their history by far, and nobody knows nothing, nobody remembers anything, and there's no paperwork for anything.
Paperwork.
I just don't understand how this is going on in this small town. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, even when we were, going after the mob,
he said Gotti.
They would remember. Well, Gotti, he didn't say Gotti, but I remember back in the day, my dad talked, he was, working on.
So it was Gotti.
Yeah, well, one of the guys. There was a lot of different mobsters they were going after back in the 80s and 90s. I guess he retired sometime in the 90s. But he said, we never had a case where nobody knew nothing. He said, I just couldn't understand it. How in this small town, nobody knows anything. The school board guy doesn't know anything. The maintenance guy doesn't know anything. The head select woman doesn't know anything. Stuff is being delivered and nobody knows how it got there.
So this town's mascot is Sergeant Schultz.
Essentially. Yeah. And there you got that checkout sign. He thought was a big deal. He's like, wow, what was DHS doing there? So that's the big question.
How are they there an hour and a half after the shooting, helicopter, and there's a check-in sign with porta-potties being delivered?
Right. There's the check-in sign right there. There's a shot of that. You can see it. It'll pop up there. Everyone must check in. And so they asked the select woman who they say runs the town, essentially. Her name's Pat Ladroa. And they ask her, did you pay for this sign? She goes, no, nobody paid for this sign. Nothing came out of.
No one knows who delivered the signs to direct everyone.
Well, they ask her.
The porta potties.
And she goes.
But rescue helicopters and the ambulances are held down.
Exactly. But we got electronic signs for everybody to check in.
And clipboards.
She goes, I believe it was Homeland Security. So she believes Homeland Security delivered that sign.
Good God.
So they were already on the scene right after it happened.
Let's remember, they ran fast and furious, killing thousands of Mexicans, hundreds of Americans, including six law enforcement, to blame the Second Amendment. CBS News got the memo.
Yeah.
That was a false flag, killing thousands to blame the Second Amendment and martyr Mexicans and say you're racist if you don't turn your guns in. So they've done it before, and my gosh, they've done it again. Yeah. Keep going.
Well, guys, actually, let's play the clip from my uncle. It's actually clip number two. We'll play that one first. It's really short. Dan,
I want to play it, but tell us more of what he said, because you told me more than that.
Okay. Well, he was concerned that there, because he had believed in the initial story, the official story. And he said, well, now this doesn't add up. If you have all these people, they should just be giving the paperwork and going on with their lives. If they don't want, because right now it's all being.
It's 101, they're covering it up.
He goes, nobody acts like that if they're on.
It's like if a cop pulls you over and you're busy cramming stuff under the seat.
Right. Saying, don't worry, hold on, I'm looking for my license or whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody has the proper paperwork. Nobody can deliver it. They deliver videos without timestamps from police squad cars. There's videos without timestamps that they give to them and say, these are the copies from the squad car. Yet you go online and you can see squad car video from the same squad car, and it's got time code on it. So how did they give him video without time code, and he's viewing it at the police station?
This is a mega massive cover-up.
It's crazy. So, he just basically, my uncle doesn't say much. He's the kind of guy that doesn't say a lot. So Dan, I don't know how Dan figured out he was my uncle, but he went over and talked to him.
Oh, your uncle's not telling you he's up there.
No. He never told me he was going up there. I got the text from Dan. That's how I found out he was there. And then I texted him, and then I called him the next day because he couldn't talk at the time. It was like probably 11:30 at night that night. It was June 3rd.
Well, I suggest you call him and see what he thinks now, see if he's been threatened or anything. But please continue with what else he told you. So, former Navy SEAL, retired FBI agent, Sandy Hook doesn't add up.
Pretty much.
He said, quote, that's a quote, doesn't add up.
Well, we could take the quote from him. He said he's never seen anything like this before.
But to you, what did he say?
What he's saying is that from all of his experience in the years that he has worked as an FBI agent, he's retired. He went into the FBI pretty much out of the Navy. He was he went to the Naval Academy. He was a Navy SEAL. This guy is on the up and up. I've known him all my life. He doesn't tell you what he does in terms of, when we used to go up there and visit him when he was working, and he would just leave and come back, and he was doing casework or whatever. But from what he told me, he said that this thing doesn't add up, and it's the weirdest court proceeding he's ever been in his entire life. And he's been in a lot of court proceedings.
We get more threats over this than anything. I mean, they're hiding something.
They definitely are.
Let's ask your opinion, your gut level, without getting into the personalities involved. You can clearly see they're scared. The wagons are circled. They could just release all this. There is no paperwork.
No, there is not.
I mean, totally made up with green screens, everything. And we've got them on green screens. What is going on here? Evil these people are, is that they can have CNN involved, all these people. It's like a Manhattan Project of the gun grabbers.
Alex, you have kids. If your kids go on a field trip or anything, my kids, if they go on a field trip to the park next door, we have to sign a permission slip. Okay? There's no permission slips, no nothing for the Sandy Hook choir to go down to the Super Bowl. So that was one of the things Wolfgang was asking for through the school board. He's like, where is this approved? There's no mention of it anywhere. Like, hey, we're glad our kids went to the Super Bowl. Let's give them a hand. Let's give them some recognition. And he was at a school board meeting at Sandy Hook, and they were talking about all this other event that happened, and they're making a big deal out of it. Why would they not make any deal out of kids going to sing at the Super Bowl? They're being identified on TV.
But what about how, for a mass shooting in Pakistan, they got photos of Sandy Hook kids?
They got photos of one of the kids. Yeah. It is just, it's weirder and weirder and weirder. Yeah, you can see that. They're holding pictures of him, and it's not just one time. He's on another billboard. Yeah, as you scroll down, you could see.
It's like the same PR company is running again. This.
Yeah, right there. It's not like.
And then they try to hit us with fake copyright deals whenever we show this.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not our, there it is. It's on three different locations.
All right. Radio listeners don't know what we're talking about.
You gotta show folks
the article, and I'll give the radio listeners the headlines. They can see it for themselves. Mystery. Sandy Hook victim dies again in Pakistan. Photo of child killed at Sandy Hook shows up in Pakistan school shooting. At multiple rallies.
Yeah.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we are on to something big here. Let's go ahead and go to part of this clip with your uncle. This is John Dew, our news director's uncle, that we just suddenly see at the Sandy Hook hearing with our reporter. Here's Dan Bedondi.
And what do you think? You witnessed the whole hearing here. Was you here last time, too?
No.
No, but being here today, what did you think of the whole thing?
Very strange.
Yeah. Very strange?
Very strange situation, yes.
Yeah, and so what do you expect to come out of this? Do you think they're going to try to cover this up, or is this going to go anywhere?
I really don't know. I've never seen anything like this before.
And again, I'm glad Bedondi was there. Great job, and I wish it would have gone on more.
Yeah. I tell you, my uncle doesn't talk that much. And
look at the look on his face.
He's like, and when I was talking to him, he wasn't saying a lot, but he's like, Robert, this is strange. I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. And he's been in court cases. It's not like his
first. But you said he also said it doesn't add up.
Oh, yeah. Nothing adds up. It adds up.
What was his exact quote? Because I want to put up an article.
I would say take that from there.
Let me explain something. You're a reporter.
Right.
You're a news director. This is your uncle. It's incredible for you to quote somebody. Go back to the memory. What did he say?
I'll think about the exact words, but from what I'm from what I remember, because I was in the car driving while I was talking to him. I had an earpiece.
I understand.
Talking to him. Because I wanted to get something out of him before we did, because we did the show that night on the fourth, and I wanted to talk about it. I said, "Hey, I've got this short interview with you, you know, and you're saying it's strange, it doesn't add up." He's like, "I've never been in a court proceeding like that ever, where people don't know anything."
And here's the news: he's up there and not telling the family.
Yeah,
that's it. And then somehow, I don't know. I guess Badani probably asked him his name. He said, "Do." He goes, "I know a guy named Do." You got to call Badani and get him on the news to find out how he knew.
Yeah.
And I want to make a big deal out of this. It's a big deal.
Well, and tomorrow there's actually the final, I guess, the closing arguments. They had two hearings now. Now they're going to have the closing arguments tomorrow.
Well, will you please call your uncle before they try to get to him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually texted him, told him about the third hearing that's going to go on. I said, hey, you need to check this out. He hasn't gotten back with me on that.
So where does he live, up there?
Yeah. He lives up, but he doesn't live in Connecticut. He lives south of New York City.
Oh, so New Jersey.
Yeah.
Anyways, come on. It's not a secret agent thing. The people that did Sandy Hook knows where your uncle lives.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Larry Nichols gives his home address out. It's like, by the way, Larry Nichols is on Thursday. All right, dude. Good job covering all this. We only skim the surface. I mean, I don't want to be the one reporting all this. It's super dangerous, but it's just the truth.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, I will do some overdrive because I want to air this TV newscast from the Post television, the newspaper, the Post. Jade Helm isn't a military takeover of Texas. Now, we've already been taken over by the globalists that run the federal government. We're already having our power plant shut down, and they're already declaring patriots to the enemy, and that the borders are wide open. And I mean, we're already under a dictatorial system. And yes, the Army Times reports the military is training to take on Americans. We're not saying the Army is the enemy or the Marines are the enemy. We're saying we know Posse Comitatus has been trod underfoot. These military drills are about conditioning the public. I'm going to get more into that in a moment. Just briefly, they came in and told me, first we had the idea to pre-sell the new product, Brain Force, that has a couple things in it that are prescription in Europe, that are totally natural, that are known to boost the brain's capacity, not in a speedy way, but in a healthy way. We ordered a limited amount as a test. Everybody loved it. Sold out in 3 days. And so it's not in. You can go sign up at InfoWarsLife.com, and we'll send you an email when it does come in. But they then doubled back and said, you know, it might be more than 4 weeks. We better not let people pre-order. So we're not going to do that. That said, if you want your survival shield, Nascent Iodine X2, that is the good halogen that has been so amazing in my body and my family's bodies, it's known to detoxify, known to block the bad halogens, just amazing. This is going to sell out very, very soon, and Super Male and Super Female Vitality are. And your purchase also makes the broadcast possible. And the reason I keep raising this sold-out issue is Brain Force is sold out, Liver Shield is sold out, Prostaguard is sold out, Child Ease is sold out, Occupower is sold out. People say, well, why don't you just order more? It's so hard to source these because of the ingredients, because our products are so good. We could put crap out and have plenty of it. But, I mean, these are the highest quality. Occupower sold out. Survival Shield X2, we still have it, about to be sold out. Super Male Vitality, selling out. Super Female Vitality, selling out. Then we've got Oxy Powder, selling out. Secret 12, in stock. We ordered a ton of that. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, in stock. Old Oregano, just came back in stock. Winter Sun, in stock. DNA Force, in stock. Lung Cleanse, in stock. And it's your purchase of those that helps fund the operation. But whether it's a Life Straw or whether it's a Patriot T-shirt or a Molon Labe belt buckle, free shipping in the month of July. Free shipping in the month of July on top of all the other discounts like 25% off Molon Labe belt buckles, 10% off all T-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have any questions or like to order over the phone, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And then, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. One membership is $5.95 a month. 20 people can use each membership. It is your support of this transmission that makes it all possible. See all my films. See the nightly news live as it happens. See it all. PrisonPlanet.tv. And they've got a big nightly news coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. Jade Helm is kicking off. We're going to be launching tonight an email on air. JadeHelm@InfoWars.com that all our reporters are going to be checking, that I'm going to be checking. And when you see military activity, you need to call us, but more importantly, you need to videotape it. This is your country. You've done nothing wrong. March right up and videotape the military. A lot of them will be in plain clothes, but they stick out like sore thumbs. They'll be walking around with portable radios. They'll be doing all sorts of stuff. And they can easily use this, not by our military, but by a terror group working for the globalists to piggyback on a drill that simulates what the attack that actually happens. So if the terrorists get caught, they won't be Islamic. They can then claim they're part of the drill. So these drills are used as cover. They're really upset that we're covering it for some reason. We need to be on target, not just here, but nationwide during any military activity. Stay vigilant. One is by land, two is by sea, three is by Obama tyranny.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com develop a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.